Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four at big four. Blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
We track our next winter storm. It's prompting an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
Another ABC 15 Weather Action Day on Thursday.
Today will be the last ride day before that storm moves in. In the valley, expect a rainy, just soggy Thursday across the Phoenix area.
Oh, you got to batten down the hatches because on Thursday, that's tomorrow, Mac.
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
That is not good because when there is a...
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
That means, mass flooding. Don't go on the highways. Get the boat out.
You know, for a couple years, I never understood why television stations here in Phoenix went so like...
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be... Because they rebroadcast up north. Up north, they're going to get a ton of snow. Up north, they're going to get like 20, 30 inches of snow. Okay.
I don't care about that.
I didn't know that they broadcast all the way up there. So I'm like, who cares what it's going to do in Flagstaff? That's like 2.5 hours away. Now we know, now I know that they go all over the state. So they tell everybody all over the state. But here's what you need to know.
Okay.
Tomorrow into Friday, if you have softball games, they'll be canceled and wiped out.
This is awful.
They're all canceled.
What?
Due to lack of interest.
That's
and
not
because
true.
Of the rain.
That is not true.
But we are going to get 1 to 2 inches of rain here. And guess what? Doug Ducey's happy because the snow melt on top of all the mountains are going to fill up the aquifers and we're not going to be in a drought anymore. That's what you need to know.
This is what it's going to sound like tomorrow.
Yes. Here.
I have 10 more seconds. Hold on.
I shall.
Hold on.
I am. I don't want to get blown away.
That makes me want to pee.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four. Big Four at Four!
We've got wind.
Big Four at Four!
Wind in
this
the valley.
This segment is dead. Go!
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 2.
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action
Wait
Day.
Wait a minute!
You don't want to do more weather?
No!
All right, we'll do this.
Big
this
story
is
two.
The United States of America, for God's sake. It's time to lift our heads up, man.
Come on, man.
Not walk around staring at the ground.
All right, that's Joe Biden.
What is he doing?
Will he run for president?
I thought he said yes. No?
He has not said yes.
We're going through that again.
Publicly, Biden says he has not made a decision yet. He says he thinks there's a tendency in the U.S. to start this whole process too early, but that he will have a decision to announce soon. And sources close to the former vice president tell us they get a sense that he is likely to run.
Oh, stop it. Stop with this.
You're talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Joe Biden and all the speculation. We went through this the last election, and guess what? He did not run. He won't run. He shouldn't run. Stop with the speculation, Uncle Joe. Just go away.
He should run.
No.
And he will run.
He will not.
You know why he will?
It's bad campaign.
You know why he will?
No.
Do you want to know? Why
no.
He will run.
No, but go ahead.
His son passed away.
And that was
one of the big reasons that he says he didn't run. There has been some time now.
In 2016.
Yeah, there has been some time now. And, you know, maybe he didn't feel it in his gut before. He could give Donald Trump a run for his money.
Nah.
Well, I'm just saying, if you look at the polls in Arizona, and you know what? I don't believe any polls. You shouldn't believe any polls. You should just listen to me. I'll tell you who will win the election.
Oh, right.
That's what I always do.
Because you always do the polls, right? Yeah.
No, the polls are terrible. But this particular poll says in Arizona, Biden 46%, Trump 46%.
But that could be anybody.
Of course.
I mean, the country is split still. I mean, it's not as though this president has ingratiated himself to every American, especially independents.
Right, exactly.
Right, so it could be, you know, Donald Duck at 46%. I mean, I don't believe any of this crap, too. But remember, Joe Biden has run twice.
He was a horrible presidential candidate. Before he was vice president for 8 years.
And even still, he should have run right after Obama, and he didn't.
Well,
so
there was a reason for that.
The sun has set on Joe Biden.
This is the United States.
Oh, stop!
America, for God's sake!
For God's sake!
I'm holding my head up. I'm walking.
It's time to lift our heads up, man.
I have my head up, Joe.
Your head is buried.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
At least my head is into my, where your head is.
It's been there for a long time, to be quite honest.
I know.
Surprised you don't talk like this.
Stand at the ground.
How you doing, Mac?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, guess where my head is?
Yeah, butt hat.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. What we do at 4 o'clock is we bring you 4 big blockbuster stories.
Uh-huh.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
I'm very disgusted at some of the media. Defamation, calling me.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Is that Joe Biden?
No.
Oh.
That's former Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
What is he talking about?
So, one of his right-hand men says, I will run for sheriff in 2020.
Oh, wait. One of his right-hand men who also was caught up in doing bad things under Joe Arpaio?
Jerry Sheridan, Arpaio's second in command in his last 6 years in office, maybe his worst 6 years in office.
Maybe.
Because Arpaio didn't start out bad. He started out good, and then he got bad.
Jerry Sheridan, the guy who was found guilty of contempt of court disobeying the judge's order to stop Arpaio's immigration suite?
Him.
Yeah. Oh, please.
I will tell you, if this is the case, Sheriff Penzone is probably doing jumping jacks right now.
Absolutely.
No, it's not jumping jacks. What do you do when you're
happy? Jump for joy? Well, I mean, if you
high
like
fives.
Exercising.
It's not jumping jacks. Nobody does a jumping jack if they're happy. What do you do if you're happy? You jump up and down,
No,
right?
If you're happy and you know it, you clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, you clap your hands.
All right, I'm over that.
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, you clap your hands.
Can we go back to weather?
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
You know how bad it's gotten? I'm not making this up. There is someone in the media on Twitter who has spotted ducks in a field full of snow and said the ducks are getting ready for more snow. Stop it! Stop it!
Just going to rain tomorrow. It's not an atomic
Stop
river.
It.
Let's get back to
atmospheric river.
Whatever it is. Jerry Sheridan.
Why? Why run? You're disgraced. Your boss was disgraced.
You know why he's going to run?
You're not going to get elected. For Joe Arpaio to step in?
No. Put it this way. Maybe this guy is going to run to implement what Arpaio implemented before Arizona or Maricopa County fired him.
But he's got to get elected.
I don't know why anybody... Most of the time, I don't give a crap who people vote for. Right. I don't tell you who to vote for, unless it's
Diane Douglas. Right.
If it's Diane Douglas.
So there you go.
Don't vote for Diane Douglas.
Not even for your book club. Don't make her president of your book club.
I single-handedly got her booted out of office. But I don't tell you who to vote for, and I'm not telling you not to vote for Jerry Sheridan.
Yes, you are.
No, because I don't know enough about him.
How much more do you need to know? He was guilty of contempt of court for not stopping Arpaio.
I'm just trying to be fair. What was I going to say?
You don't care who people vote for.
I don't. But I don't know why you would want to vote for anybody who was affiliated with Joe Arpaio. That's my point.
Right. So don't vote for him.
Well, I don't know if he's running yet. He might run.
Oh, boy.
You think you vote for him?
No, I would not vote for somebody caught up in the Arpaio, sweep or whatever. Are you kidding me?
Doesn't like people of color, possibly, if he's pulling over people.
Oh,
right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
He only went, he's only guilty of contempt of court for not stopping Arpaio.
It's that racially profiling thing that
Correct.
We had to go through.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You're
listening to the Big Four at 4. Let me recap. Big story one. Arizona braces for a monster storm, and you know what that means.
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
Big story two, would Biden beat Trump in Arizona? Max says yes.
No, he doesn't.
And in big story three, former top Arpaio aide wants to run against Penzone. Max says it's a good idea.
No.
Okay, he didn't say that
accurate.
Either.
Not accurate.
But coming up in big story four, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, she told us how Trump's emergency declaration will have a harmful effect on Arizona. So this is Trump's border policy and, 250 miles of wall. Not good for Arizona? Sinema will tell us why in a second.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
Well, I think it's appropriate if the president wants to ask Congress to continue to appropriate additional dollars, and it's our job to consider his requests. But it is Congress's job to make these decisions about appropriating dollars.
All right, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, her monthly exclusive interview with us earlier today. Congress does control the purse strings. That's the way it always has been.
Right.
And but here's the thing. When Congress gives Trump $1.3 billion and he wants a lot more, Trump does an end around and he says, okay, I got this national emergency now, and I'm going to find $8 to $9 or $7 billion to build my wall.
Correct.
And what Sinema was telling us is the president needs to come to ask us for the money.
Well, he did.
He did, and he didn't get what he wanted.
He's asked a number of times
for what he wanted.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know why we're kind of sort of, I guess what I'm kind of confused of is, does Kyrsten Sinema like the fact that some part of the wall will be built because he only got $1.3 billion?
I know she doesn't like the fact that Trump did this end around.
Right.
Okay. But why? And we asked Sinema why. Why don't you like it? And what she told us was that it's going to hurt Arizona. Well, hold on a second. If Trump's going to build a border wall
and let's say
with
none
all this
of it,
money.
Let's say none of it's here. None of the wall is here, right?
Let's say that none of it is ever built here.
Right. How does it affect us?
How does it hurt Arizona? Here's what Sinema told us today. Take a listen.
There are two projects on Luke Air Force Base that could be at risk under this emergency. And these are projects that are really crucial for our F-35 program. As you guys know, we are the home for the F-35, and we're working to expand it to help create more jobs and, of course, increase national security. So the F-35 program is still growing. And right now at Luke Air Force Base, they don't have enough space to train all the pilots that we have ready to prepare to fly the F-35s. And we don't have enough space to adequately maintain the F-35s that we have and the F-35s that are continuing to come as they're produced throughout the country. So right now, Luke Air Force Base is expecting about $40 million just this year. We worked really hard as a bipartisan delegation in the House last year to make sure that we got this $40 million appropriated for Luke Air Force Base. And of course, now that $40 million is at risk. And that's really concerning because this construction has to be completed by March of 2021. And that means that they've got to get those dollars in the door now and they've got to start growing this in order for us to be ready for additional squadron of F-35 pilots. But that pot of money is now at risk because of this national emergency. So we're concerned about that.
Are you also concerned about interdiction programs on the border at the ports of entry may be affected? That's what I'm most concerned
about. That he's taking money from there?
That he's going to take money from the interdiction part and that we may not have as effective as we could at ports of entry and other places to make sure that the drugs don't come across.
Well, what you're saying is really, really important because those of us who live in border states and border communities know that making sure that you have situational and operational control of the border isn't just about building barriers. Barriers are a part of it, but you've got to have staffing and technology so that you can do the interdiction efforts. If you start removing funds from those pots of money, then you're actually reducing your ability to stop the greatest and most dangerous flow of illicit goods, which is drug trafficking through our ports of entry. And you guys know this, that the trafficking of people continues to happen largely in Arizona through more dangerous terrain. But it's the same really dangerous gangs like Sinaloa and others who are trafficking both drugs and people into the country, often taking advantage of these individuals and forcing them to act as drug mules. We absolutely cannot reduce the funding for these interdiction efforts that involve both person power and technology.
All right, Senator Kyrsten Sinema with us a little earlier today. So Trump is getting money from other programs to build his wall. And what Sinema is saying is it hurts Arizona. It might take money away from Luke Air Force Base. It could hurt the ports of entry, where a lot of times, most of the time, actually, the drugs come through. But at the end of the day, I still get why the president did it.
Oh,
I do. I still get
it.
I still get why he did it.
Okay.
I know. Because Congress has never done its job.
Well, they're not going to give him the money.
They're just not going to give him the money. And I think what Trump thinks is, you know what? Maybe next time they'll give me the money. Maybe they'll give me what I asked for, or a little closer to what I asked for the next time.
Mm.
But again,
well, let's see how this emergency declaration goes.
Well, it's going to be decided in the courts.
Because if more drugs come through and more, you know, people come through,
well, then it obviously
it's
didn't
look
work.
Like a disaster. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
But I still get
but
why
that
you
250
did it.
Miles of border. Ooh,
yeah, that's real.
Yeah, but I mean, even you said it last week. 50 miles, that's what they originally gave him. 50 miles, and
right.
If I'm the president, I'm like, this stinks. 50
yeah.
miles.
So does 250 miles, though. That stinks, too.
Better than 50.
Okay.
If I were to say, hey, Mac, do you want $250 or $50? Which one would you
When choose? I asked for over 100,000, I'd say keep your change. I don't even care.
I forbid you from saying keep your change.
Oh, boy.
That's it for the Big Four at four.
Thank God.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.